If you could introduce yourselves and your group, Dahlia Revolt, we're so excited to have you on.
Well, I'm Mallory Miller, and I play keyboards, and I do Ableton Live.
My name's Adam Reese. I play guitar and MIDI keyboard.
And my name's Ryan McGinley, and I'm playing drums in Dahlia Revolt. Thank you so much for having us. We're glad to be here talking to you.
Thank you for coming on our program. This is WGMU Radio, George Mason University's radio station, on the air at WGMUradio.com. Our show is called Dictation every Sunday at 6 p.m. This is Roxanne and Suzanne, and on our show we like to give you the news and a little bit more, and today you guys are the little bit more. So if I could have you tell us about when you all started making music together.
Yeah, basically it all started about a year and a half ago. I was on my computer and I got an email from a Craigslist post that I had posted up, and it was Mallory. And I listened to her music link that she sent me, and I was pretty blown away by it. So I immediately emailed her back, and we connected right off the bat. We met up for a drink and actually just sat down and talked for like a few hours and kind of planned out everything we wanted to do, what we were into, you know, and everything was just going really, really smoothly. We recorded our album, Rooftops and Graffiti, and then we wanted to get into the live show, so we used Craigslist again, and actually Ryan found us on Craigslist. And
found this guy.
And so we're completely a Craigslist band. It's like we've known each other for a very long time. It's a really, you know, good fit. We all like each other.
Yeah, we do all like each other, which is a definite bonus. But, you know, a lot of funny things happen, like, when we first met, like, we'd always be wearing matching clothes. What was that fortune cookie? I don't know. Eating
Oh,
studies.
Yeah, so I had this fortune cookie little, message in my wallet from, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago. I just had it always in my wallet for some weird reason. And Mallory sent me a picture one random day, you know, when we first met each other, and it was a picture of a fortune cookie message, and I read it, and it was the same exact one that was in my wallet, and I was just blown away. I was like, oh my God, and I sent her a message, like a picture of the one that I had in my wallet, and she, it's one of those crazy moments. Little things like that that make us, like, feel like we're really connected at the heart.
It's a cosmic connection.
Cosmic collaboration.
Susie can't believe it. She's like almost on the floor.
Yeah. That's so
isn't
cool.
That just mind blowing.
Yeah. It's like
it
fate.
Was crazy.
Maybe fate, perhaps.
I can't remember what exactly it said. It's some of good things. Yeah, good things come in due course of time. And it kind of was really fitting because it was like right when we met, and it was the good thing was happening as we were kind of talking back and forth. It was crazy. It was really cool.
We've always been able to write really easily together. Because it was funny, when we got together to work on music the first time, and we don't get together and jam, we sit down to the computer and write. So, you know, when we got together, it was just so easy that we, you know, immediately started spitting out songs.
Yeah, and the first album is songs that I had written in the past, you know, by myself, kind of solo, and stuff that she's written in the past, too. We kind of brought them together, joined forces, and remade what we had made separate and kind of put our voices into it together, you know, touched up parts, made things better, stronger, fixed the drums and all the sounds, you know, and kind of brought them up to date. And we also wrote some new ones together as well. A new one we wrote, the first one we wrote together was called Scene, and that one just came together really beautifully. I'd be playing a part downstairs and she'd be upstairs and hear it through the floorboards and just kind of yell down at me like, that's it, yeah, use that part. It just flowed like that. Like, I wrote the chorus in the car ride coming home from band practice. She would just send me a file of the song, and I just sang a part and recorded it on my phone. All right, I got an idea for the chorus. Things just kind of work out like that. We really like to allow each other to express themselves, try to nitpick too much at things. You know, if it feels right, we just like to do it.
Sounds like you guys have a really interesting way of collaborating music. One of the things we always like to ask our music artists that come on our show is what artists inspire you? Especially you guys have very interesting music styles, so maybe like the top three artists that influence your music. Yeah, each of you.
For me, I kind of go through phases of musical influences, and right now I'm into electronic music producers like Joel Little, who produces Lord, and he also has a brand new group called Broad, based out of New Zealand, that I've been really into lately. Well, Ryan and I have both been into Caribou.
Big Caribou, man.
So those are kind of my top three, I'd say, at the moment.
Yeah, my top three. I've always been a big Eminem fan ever since I was in third grade, because I'm the main lyricist of the band. So I've always been really intrigued by the way he sets up his words and his wordplay and how he can be really funny or really dark. And all in between. So he's definitely a top artist for me. And under that, definitely the Beatles. I'm a big John Lennon fan. I have a couple of tattoos on my arms that are related to the song Across the Universe. And then third, that's a tough one. I mean, that's like a tie between anyone ranging from the 1960s all the way to, you know, nowadays. I like Arcade Fire for recently. MGMT is a big one. I mean, it goes back to like Jimi Hendrix as well. Being a guitar player, of course, I love Jimi Hendrix. So anything in that kind of realm.
Well, for me, my favorite artist of all time is Eric Clapton, and just all the different various projects he's kind of been associated with. And I don't know, I really like that kind of blues rocky sound. But you know, as far as me playing the drums, I was just really influenced by a lot of, I guess, funkier drummers, like, you know, kind of like a Dennis Chambers or Billy Cobham from, you know, kind of back in the day, some of those funk drummers and players. So, and of course, me and Mallory both way into Caribou. Shout out to Caribou.
Plugging Caribou, man. It's awesome.
I'm, like, still kind of stuck on Eminem there for a while.
Yeah, it's strange, man. It's a weird thing I got going on.
We
I
love
don't know how
Eminem.
Much it relates.
I'll tell you a little secret that we don't like to tell anyone, but my life ambition is to marry Eminem so we can make the hip-hop version of Jackson 5. This is, like, up there in my top five things I need to do. Big
really
dreams.
Much these days.
Yeah, yeah. I'll even take marriage off of the table. I just need a sample from him, and then we can go.